Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Thank you guys so much for all the love recently on the podcast. We love seeing your reviews on iTunes and also seeing you guys subscribe on Spotify and iTunes.
Woo!
You could follow us on our Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast for more.
Yes, this week we have our first guest that we're interviewing, which is so exciting. We have Morgan Yates with us and you're going to hear a lot about her story and post-grad life. We're really excited. So now let's go on to our highlights and lowlights.
Yeah, a little bit about our week. We've had a great week.
We've been having a great week. Today's a great day.
It's been a content day.
We've been recording so much today, filming so much today. It's kind of insane.
We're being a little psychotic, but we're working. It's a Saturday and we're working. So
I don't usually work on Saturdays, honestly. Yeah. Well, that's homework, but
Sunday I refuse. But
Yeah, I feel. Yeah. Actually, I just don't feel. I work more on Sundays than Saturdays.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't, yeah, I don't know.
All I want to do is, like, watch Gossip Girl right now. Like, that's literally the one thing I want to do.
Gossip Girl's such a fall thing.
I know. You got me into it because I saw you posting that and I was like, okay.
I forget the storyline. Like, it's exciting. Oh, now you make me want to watch it, like, right now.
This is so random. I tried to watch that show, Elite. It's, like, a Spanish Gossip Girl. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's, like,
it's
on the trending
page.
Is
it?
It is. So I was watching and I was like, the lips aren't matching up. And I like got concerned. I was like, my Netflix is like lagging.
Yeah.
And then I realized that they were speaking Spanish and then it's like the English is like lip dubbed over it.
Oh, it actually might be good since I'm taking Spanish next semester to actually watch the Spanish version.
It's pretty good. It's a really good show, actually. It's just, it's different. I've never watched a show like not in my language. So it's definitely a little different. Yeah.
Interesting.
But very fall vibes. Very like Gossip Girly.
I'm going to have to check it out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
So speaking of the fall vibes, I think that a highlight is definitely the fall weather.
Yes, like, it's finally cooling down. It's here. It's arrived. I'm wearing a sweater. Brooke was wearing a teddy coat.
I'm about to head out and I'm definitely going to need my coat. I think it's in the 50s right now.
Yeah. I'm excited. We're going to go for a night walk. Cozy up. And it's perfect timing that it is cold out because some of our very good friends, Morgan Yates and Kenzie Elizabeth, came for this weekend. And I was like freaking out because they are from LA and I was like, I told them they were going to be a perfect fall. And I was like freaking out. I was talking to the leaves. I was like, you guys need to change and the weather needs to get cooler. And they listened. So, very exciting.
It was like literally perfect timing. But it's also like about time. It's kind of like...
It is about
time. It's like end of October. Like, where's the fall at?
Yeah, like Halloween's supposed to be cold. I mean, I'm used to it from Florida. But like, I feel like for here, it's just... It's right. Yeah.
So we finally get to do all the fall things. You guys are going pumpkin picking tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to pumpkin patches, like a sunflower field. We're going to a corn maze. It's going to be like a fun time. But it's been so fun having them here, like literally four YouTubers together in Athens. Like it's kind of like who would have thought they'd come to UGA? Insane.
I know. Who would have thought? We always tell people, like, come. And, you know, it's the type of thing where people are like, yeah maybe. I do want to make it. And then it's like, okay, by the time you actually get here, like, we're not going to be here
anymore. I'm
going
to be graduating.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're very glad that they're here.
It's been so fun having Kenzie and Morgan here. They're actually in the other room right now. We recorded episodes with them. Obviously, you're going to see the one with Morgan today.
It's a really good one, honestly.
It's a good one.
She gave great insight on, like, post-grad life. So I'm excited for you guys to hear it.
Oh, yeah. So that would definitely be my highlight, having them here in the fall weather. I'd say you're the same,
it's
right?
Literally the same. It's just been a good weekend overall.
And we have the same lows.
Unfortunately. This is so annoying.
I'm, like, embarrassed to even just talk about it. I'm just embarrassed.
We don't have to specify. We won't get into it too much or dwell, but basically, just... School's hard, yeah.
School's hard, and I just didn't do well on a test that I thought I did. The worst part is when you walk out a test and you're like, I did so well, and then you just don't do well.
Yeah, that sucks. Mine, I like kind of knew as soon as I was done. I didn't think I did as bad as I did, but I was like, it was hard. It was the Monday after LSU. We had this test, so I was in NOLA all week. That was a week ago. We were in NOLA.
About a week ago.
Yeah. And I've never had to toy with the idea of, like, possibly dropping a class. In this class, I'm not dropping it because I just kind of want to push through and, like...
I'm proud of you.
It is what it is, but yeah, this one's getting me. It's really getting me.
Yeah, I'm going to be very honest. Like, I texted Brooke about my class and she's like, are you going to stay in the class? And, like, a part of me, like, was like, maybe I should drop, but then I'm like... If I don't stay in this class, I can't apply to the school, which could hinder me or help me. I don't know. So
you'll be fine.
I calculated. I did that grade calculator, which I'm really bad about doing because I just hate doing it.
You literally have to do it. It's scary.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, okay, like you're going to see the true result.
Yeah.
But you need to do it though.
Because I was used to in high school. I don't know if this has it in all high schools, but I could just email my teacher and be like, what do I have in the class right now? Could you do that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I used to be able to do that, so
yeah.
Calculate my own grades, just, like, really weird. But I'm passing the class as of now by,
that's
like,
great.
0.7, so love
that's
that.
That's great, yeah.
So
college is weird, though, because, like, we're on the plus-minus system, which really screws you over in some regards, because, like, if you get a C-minus in a class, that is just so much worse than, like, even a flat C. Like, it really murders your GPA. And I know that, then it's like, does your GPA really matter? We kind of talk about that in our episode with Morgan.
I personally think it doesn't, but, like, even in the sense of, like, certain sororities have certain requirements, and getting into, like, the business school, the communications.
Getting into the school is the hardest part, but then also, like, this class for me is, like, technically in my, it's not in my major, but it's in my school, so it would affect my, like, Terry College of Business GPA, which I don't really want it to. Like, that's so depressing.
It's just sad. Like, I don't really get butthurt about grades a lot, to be honest, but I was really sad about this one. It was very defeating for me.
It's hard when it's a class that you just, no matter how hard you work at it, it's, like, it's just not there,
And you know why? It's a class that I took, like, the AP version of in high school, but I didn't, like, place out. And I was just like, I'm gonna do well. Like, it's gonna be fine. But it's just hard, and, like, you can put so much work and effort into it. But, like, I think it's good we're talking about this, because I think people, like, put us on this pedestal, and, like,
we often struggle. Yeah, I post, like, study videos all the time, and honestly, like, I don't really have that great of grades. Like, I mean, they're, like, decent, but they're not... I would never, like, especially brag on my grades or anything.
Yeah, in high school I did well. Like, I will say I did well in high school. I think you did really well in high school,
too. Yeah, no, for sure.
College is a new ball game. Like, appreciate those A pluses in high school, everybody. You won't see those often in college.
Senioritis is also the real. It's hitting hard. Especially with all, like, there's just so much going on with, like, my friends. We always want to be, like, doing fun stuff and, like, oh, it's the last blah, blah, blah. Like, it, you know.
And then you feel like you have to go. Oh, my God. That reminds me of, what is that? Aquamarine? The Last Splash.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me think about it. Good movie.
A classic. Okay.
Well, without further ado, let's get into, you know, talking with Morgan about her post-grad life.
I think you guys are really going to like this one, so enjoy. Okay, so we are so excited to be here with our guest today, Morgan Yates. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Yay. This is my favorite podcast. Guys, Morgan told us that when she goes on her walks, she listens to us.
I know. Lately in LA, it's been so hot, but then when it started feeling like fall and I wanted to soak up the fall air, I'd go walk through my neighborhood and listen.
That's like all, that's our goal for this podcast. So
I'm not even a podcast gal. It's just because I feel like we're hanging out. I really don't listen to podcasts.
I think that they're also becoming, we were saying, like, they're becoming so more mainstream now. Like, so many people are, like, into podcasts now. It used to be, like, music was, like, constantly on now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way with, like, your friends and stuff?
No, yeah, definitely. Like, some of my friends here are starting to listen to podcasts, and, like, that's when you know, like, it's very, my sorority sisters are listening to podcasts. That's something.
Yeah, it used to be very, like, self-helpy, like, business, and now I think it's more.
Yeah, I had, like, one college roommate who did, and we were all kind of like, okay.
She's really weird.
Yeah. Now. But I feel like I'm a little late to the game.
Now we're all very motivated and inspired together. So we have some questions for Morgan today. We kind of wanted to theme this around post-grad life, because obviously you are a college graduate yourself.
I am. I expected this would be the direction.
Yeah. It's just because it's genuinely a curious thing, and a lot of our listeners, that sounds so cool, are college students. So, like, I think you kind of speaking to, like, all of your experiences will, like, give them motivation.
I was about to say, it's very motivating, and seeing how you actually did the 4 years and everything, and how you're applying that education, I guess, to, like, what you're doing now.
Yeah.
You know? So give them a little background about where you studied, et cetera.
So I graduated from college in 2013, so it's been about a year and a half. It feels so much longer. It's crazy. Like, it feels like I've blinked, because, I mean, I do YouTube, so...
2013? You graduated?
No. Wow. did I say that?
Yes, I was
2017.
Like...
2017.
I heard that too for a second. I thought I was just hearing stuff.
I started in 2013.
Definitely graduated in high school in 2013. Surprise, guys. I'm 27, so... That completely came out wrong. I graduated college in 2017, high school in 2013, and I went to the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and I'm from North Carolina, went to school there, loved it, and then, now I'm living in LA. I do YouTube, been doing YouTube since high school, kind of the same type of videos as Brooke and Danielle, minus the college content. Doesn't really
You did do college videos, though.
Yeah.
I know. And it was, like, that was before college videos were really popular, too. You know what I mean?
Agree.
Like, I could have capitalized on that a lot.
I know, because we did a Day in the Life collab, and remember, we were like, wow,
Brooke, and that was your idea, too.
No, because it did really well. We were like, wait, this, like, actually did really well. But that was before, like, college Day in the Life, Week in the Life were, like, a thing.
Yeah, you did, like,
Day in the Life of UNC students.
That was the most brilliant collab, I think, of all time. We're geniuses.
All your ideas.
So I am a genius. genius.
No. No, that did really well.
It's really cool to compare other, like, college experiences, too. So I think that that was, like, a cool concept, I guess, and people got to see.
Do you remember we filmed that intro in the hallway at 6 a.m.?
We were like, we gotta film
at a playlist live because we had to get to the airport.
I remember that. I left earlier that morning, and you guys, I was like, are you guys really going to film today? Because you guys were still in bed.
Oh, my gosh. We shared a hotel room that year.
Yes, yeah. We did. And we were like, no, we have to film, and we, like, pushed each other. I can't believe we did that. That was
again, Brooke, that was all you. I think I would have completely not done it.
Brooke was like, no, we're gonna actually filmed intros at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yes. It was very early.
No, it was 6 a.m., and then I went back to bed.
I had to leave, I think, for the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We kept putting it
on. So
anyways,
I was just insane, well, yeah, basically. So
anyways. We've all collabed many times together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so that was a little bit about your educational background. So what
say what you majored
in. Studied, yeah.
So I went into school thinking I was going to be a nursing student, like, later in the game, just because I didn't know what else to do. So yeah, I thought, nursing, good job security. But
of course,
the natural answer. Yeah. But then I switched to it's technically communication studies, but it was the video production or media production track. And then I also minored in entrepreneurship on the media track for that.
Really cool.
Love that program. If you're at UNC, you should check it out. Definitely recommend doing it. It's a great network of people. And then I kind of accidentally had I declared it. I had a women's studies minor. Just because I had taken so many women's studies classes for gen eds and stuff, and I turned out to really like it. So, wound up with a minor there.
Oh, that's so fun. And you really liked your professors, too. You had one that you really liked, didn't you? Like that older guy?
Yeah, I had two. They were both in the entrepreneurship program who were just kind of like professional mentors, I guess. So, and they're still in LA a lot, and they'll hit me up and we'll get coffee and whatever. And they were just very helpful.
That's so
fun. That's really dope, yeah.
I remember when I first met Morgan, I was like, you go to Chapel Hill? Like,
I remember that in that playlist hotel room that night. I remember.
I was, like, fangirling over you because you went to Chapel Hill. Because Morgan's a smart cookie.
Really, really.
And you should be really proud of yourself. Weren't you, like, I don't want to say valedictorian or something?
Salutatorian.
Okay, that is incredible.
Facts. Yeah, thanks.
I know it was one of the Orions. Good for you. That's just my intelligence right now.
I remember one time did you tour UNC or no?
Yeah, I toured UNC.
But you were thinking about applying and I was like, Danielle, come here, like whatever. And I was like, I was talking to that guy. I was like, he's going to get you an interview. Like they don't even do interviews, remember? But I was like, oh, like no, if they meet you, they're like, you'll get accepted.
I know,
like,
and you got me a shirt. Oh, I did. But then I just didn't think I would get in, so I didn't apply.
I applied. Okay. I got the hard reject. Yeah. Right away. Not even deferred. Like, it was like, why is this
to be
applying?
Fair,
like,
no, you know, I was an in-state student. But
no, you were salutatorian of your high. No, that speaks to measures.
Well,
okay,
whatever.
Okay, well, we can move on.
So, Maureen, what was your favorite year in college? Like, what grade?
Senior year, for sure.
For what reason?
I mean, I just feel like every year gets more fun. I was also taking the least amount of credit hours in senior year. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, actually, it's kind of funny and kind of pathetic at the same time, but I transferred in enough hours from high school that I never took a full class load in any semester.
What do you consider full class load?
Five classes, like 15 hours.
I never did that either, though. I'm doing 12. Yeah,
I've taken 12 every semester.
It's much easier.
Wow, this is enough for me to keep up with. Everybody wants to take five.
Yeah, 12 is more than enough.
But senior year, I was only taking three each semester, I think. And also, it was just more fun. Like, classes were more fun, / I didn't really go at that point because I was like, you know, I'm doing YouTube. Like, I don't need this. I didn't have a 4.0, but I was like, I don't need to strive for a 4.0. Yeah. Like, you know. And it was just a lot of fun.
Lived in a house
things.
With how many girls?
I lived with 8 other girls, junior and senior year. But, I don't know. Senior year, if you're a senior, you get it. Like, it's just, senioritis is so real, and you just kind of don't care as much about the academic realm, and I don't know.
I kind of reached that point. So many social things
happening. Would you agree, Brooke?
No, so many social things. There's never a dull moment, especially senior year. But I feel like academically, too, it's been really bad, like, for me. But throughout the years, I'm like, GPA matters less and less. And
it,
like,
really does.
You hear so much about that in the professional world that I'm like, am I going to kill myself to get an A, or I'll just take
a B? I've never heard of all of my friends who have very, very good jobs. Like, I've never heard of anyone being advantaged or disadvantaged for having a good or bad GPA.
Maybe it's just a rumor to make us do better.
I think it's in certain majors. I think, like, finance.
I mean, if you're going
really
to,
critical,
like,
but
med school or, like, law school, or, like,
of course,
trying to
going
get
back
into
to
your
school.
Master's. Yeah, I mean, for that, of course, it matters. But, I don't know. Don't sweat it. If you're in the humanities, you're good, you know?
I definitely would agree. That was very motivating. Okay, so I kind of want our listeners to hear more about your path, just because it is, not that it's untypical, because I don't want to, like, say that in a negative connotation, but going from being a student to pursuing a non-traditional career, like with your thought process, kind of walking us through like when you were like, I'm definitely going to do YouTube full time, or like what your goal was, I guess, like when you started senior year, did you like fully intend to get a job? You know, what did that look like?
Yeah. So when I was going in the year 2013, when I was graduating high school, it was not going to college was never an option for me. Cause I don't know. I feel like a lot of YouTubers, and you guys have talked about this, but a lot of YouTubers now opt not to, but my channel was not at a point in any way what I would have considered that and considered moving to LA, but also that just wasn't a thing really much of anyone did at that time, which I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful that my channel wasn't at that point because I never even had to choose, you know? So I went into college, didn't really know what I wanted to do. Kind of all growing up, I never had like a defined, like, this is what I want to do. Like, I'd float around, but it was never like, oh my gosh, this is like my thing. Like, I feel so attached to this, whatever. Yeah. I remember, I distinctly remember, this is so funny. My family was at Hilton Head. We were sitting on the couch watching the Olympics. I forget which one it is. We were watching gymnastics. Yeah. And we saw this commercial, and it was about like nurses or whatever. And like, they were holding a baby, and I was like, I'm going to be a pediatric, like, or neonatal nurse or something. I don't know.
Anyways, I don't even know that
word. That is so complex.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking there, but irrelevant details. Anyways, I thought I wanted to do that. And then it was funny because going, like, in my orientation, my, like, advisor had to think I was crazy, like, with the caliber of UNC classes. But when I was enrolling, I was like, yeah, I'm really good at math and science, like, whatever. Because I was in high school, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, signing up for all these science classes. I'm taking Calc 2 for fun. Like, I didn't need the class. Psycho. Like, I had literally math psycho credits already. Yeah. And, oh, well, I mean, that lasted, like, a day. I went the first day, and I was like, nope.
Did you drop it? Did you drop
it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I dropped it immediately. Okay. And I took, like, I was in, like, biology in a biology lab. And, like, I did well in it, but I was like, you know, I'm not taking sciences for forever. It's not me. I don't want it. Yeah. I'm not doing it. So then I took this media communication class, kind of just for fun, but also because it fulfilled a gen ed. And I really liked it. And so then I started taking, like, a couple more classes in the media communication category. But it was so funny because I remember, like, I had a friend who I was really close with who was a year older than me, and she was, like, I don't know, kind of, like, mentor-y in a way, you know? And so I remember we talking and be like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, I genuinely thought, like, that there was nothing I liked. I was like, I'm not interested in anything. Like, that, no, it was a defeating
feeling. What year of school was this?
This was my sophomore year. So I'd gone through freshman year. I hadn't really, like, taken, I mean, I'd taken, like, a couple classes that ended up counting towards, like, what I ended up doing, but it was mostly just gen eds and whatever. Because that was all I could get into at the time. Yeah. You guys feel the struggle? Oh, Danielle, I know you're currently feeling the struggle.
We have an exciting announcement. This is our first sponsor of the Gals on the Go podcast.
Yes! It is so exciting because we have been working so hard. I don't even know. This is episode like 8, 9, or 10 or something. Mm-hmm. And we were just doing this for fun. And now companies are contacting us saying like, hey, we want a sponsor.
So exciting. So we are working with Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service. They deliver completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door.
Yes, it's amazing. And if you guys have been watching my videos for a while, a couple months back, I actually tried it out and it's so amazing. Like, as you guys know, we're really into self-care right now. And so it's basically you just take an online quiz and it's really fun. Brooke just took the quiz as well.
I did take the quiz. I love that the little individual packets are just so freaking cute. Like, the cutest little idea. It's very on trend right now. Like, I feel like millennials always post pics of it. Like, they're like, oh, I got my Care Of. Like, it's all over Insta.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's so fun the way they do it. So basically you go online and you take a quiz and ask about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, some things that's like, oh yes, I do eat that much food or whatever, or it may, like, be.
I drank some beverages, whatever it may
be.
Yeah,
it's just so funny. Like, we were both taking it, but it's like so great. And then they prescribe to you like these amazing vitamins.
Exactly. Yeah. And Care Of is really great because, like I said, they come to your door, personalized, easy packs. I think that's one of the hardest parts about vitamin shopping is that you get lost in that like vitamin aisle and you're like, okay, what do I buy? Number two, why are these so expensive? Because like a pack of vitamins, like, it's just so large and so unnecessary. So you might as well get what you actually need.
Yeah. And I just have to say, like, they provide all the research and they support each of their recommendations. Like, they're not saying like, you have to take this, but they're like, this would be good based off of our research.
Uh-huh.
Like, they have a very good scientific advisory board that's looking at all of this. So I trust them.
you could also choose not to, like, it just gives you recommendations. You don't have to, it's not like, this is what you have to get. Like, you can still customize it to your own personal preferences or your goals.
Yeah. And I know a lot of you guys are vegan or vegetarian, and they have options available to, like, match your dietary needs. So it's so nice. We love that. And it's just so convenient being a gal on the go. It's so nice. Like, when we travel, I just take, like, four of those packs if I'm going for 4 days, and then you just got them every morning, and it's so cute.
We love.
Yes.
Kara Vitamins, seriously.
So thank you, Kara, for sponsoring this podcast. We're very excited to be working with them. So, yeah.
For 25% off your first month of personalized Kara Vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter the promo code GALSONTHEGO.
Oh, love that. We have a promo code, GALSONTHEGO.
That is so exciting. And 25% off is actually, like, a really significant amount. So definitely go
out and check it out. Yeah, definitely check it out. I've had some friends try it out and do the online quiz, and they're into it.
It's fun. Definitely.
Yeah, so thank you, Kara, for sponsoring us. We'll have a link in the show notes for you guys to check them out. But yeah, we're really excited.
But I remember I was like, there's nothing that I enjoy. There's nothing I'd want to do. There's nothing I even like taking classes about. My friend was like, well, you like video editing. Because I've been doing YouTube since high school, but again, it wasn't like the industry that it is now. So coming into college, I would post videos probably every 4 or 5 months or so, but it, like, yeah, you know, good consistency right there. Yeah, great job, Morgan. Yeah. Which is, honest, well, it's not a regret because I had, like, a very great, awesome, normal college experience, and I don't know, but that was really the time when everyone kind of popped off, everyone I was friends with who kept going, but regardless. So I had, like, that, like, sort of that background, and I liked making videos and doing my own thing with that, even though they weren't very good at the time. Mm-hmm. And so my friend was like, well, you really like doing that. Cause when I would be working on that, like, I was really happy and that was something that I, like, had the skills set for and, like, enjoyed. And I remember I was saying to her, we were outside the dining hall, and I was like, well, that's not a job. Like, that's not a career, because in North Carolina, or at least to my knowledge, I went to, like, a small private school. We didn't really have, like, super creative classes you could take. And, like, I hadn't been exposed to, like, video production companies that were even, like, around and, like, anything like that. So I didn't even know that that was a career option. Like, in my mind, that was just, I don't know, something that happens in other places. And at that point in my life, I didn't see myself moving away to LA or anywhere. And again, of course, I mean, you could get a job in that in North Carolina as well. But to me, that just seemed too, like, far-fetched. I didn't want to pursue a career in something that I wasn't going to get a job in, you know?
Oh, it's terrifying.
Which, again, don't, like...
so scary.
Yeah, that was just my mentality at the time. Looking back, I'm like, okay, well, I was also wrong about, like, all of that. But, so, and she was like, yeah, it is. Like, there are all these, like, you could be an editor, you could do this, like, blah, blah, blah. And so, basically, not even because I had switched my mindset on that, but I just, like, started taking more classes in that area. Like, I took a video production class, even though it was, like, it was very repetitive because I had taught myself so much over time. But at least it was something that I enjoyed and was good at. And I then declared a major in the communications/media production major. And, yeah, I kept going with that. And
when did you, like, start doing your YouTube?
Oh, so then it wasn't until, so yeah, Brooke, like you were saying, so I definitely planned on getting a job. Even once I fully settled into that and was comfortable with the fact that that was what I was going to graduate studying, my full intention was getting a job. Like, it was getting a job in North Carolina. I would go to all these networking events for, like, Trailblazer Studios and, like, all these random, like, TV production places based in North Carolina. And then at the beginning, or halfway through my junior year, was when I started, well, A, I was applying to internships at that time, or I guess a little bit later in, like, March, but in January was when I started picking up making YouTube videos again. Because I'd always enjoyed it, but I had never really made time for it because, I don't know, the payoff didn't seem worth it. I don't know how to describe it. It just wasn't a priority because, again, at the time it wasn't a job. But so I was like, you know what, I'm going to commit, like, every Saturday I'm going to upload a video, and I stuck with it. Like, I made time for it. I'd come home from class and, like, film and edit it and whatever. Like, I mean, what I did for the rest of college. So I then was doing YouTube again, and then I got an internship in LA at the company Awesomeness TV, the Woo! YouTube network. Yeah. Doing content development for them, which was really, really fun, and I loved working there. And that summer I was in LA and I was living with Janine, and that was the summer that my YouTube channel grew a lot. That was when I hit 100,000 subscribers. I think I had, like, 75 or something. And then, like, by the end of the summer, it was, like, 150. It kind of doubled. And then throughout my senior year, when I was doing all those college videos, it was growing a lot. And, yeah, so it was during my senior year. And even, I remember at the back of my mind during my internship in LA, even though I loved working there, like, if I had gotten a full-time job, I would have wanted to be there or at a company like that. I really did like it and what I was doing. But, in the back of my mind, I was like, I wish I could just do YouTube full time, like towards the end of the summer. Cause it is exhausting, like going to work all day and, then coming home and still then trying to do YouTube, because like on the weekends would be when I wanted to be like going and doing fun stuff with my friends. But then that was also my time to like get up a video for the week. And it was just a lot to balance. So I had always kind of like wishfully thought, like, I just wish YouTube would like work out and then I could do that. But I never thought that it would. Like, I didn't think I'd be able to get to a point where that was an option. And so senior year, kept making videos, everything. And then about, and I also didn't have a manager at this time. So I was handling all of my own.
I remember brand this. Deals. Yeah.
And I was so prideful. You were really good at it. Well, yes. Yeah. So I was really prideful about it. Cause I was like, I don't need a manager. Like, I can negotiate for myself and like all these other people can't and like blah, 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 which is just like, that was just me being stupid, but also, like, so many, well, A, that, but so many opportunities, like, you get so many more opportunities with a manager, so I just needed to pipe down. But, yeah, so eventually, though, I was getting enough brand deals to the point where I was like, wow, this might be a possibility. And then I remember my parents would, Brooke's a popular gal.
Every episode. So
and then, no, you're good. I remember my parents would ask me what I wanted to do. And, sorry, I feel like the story is just way too long. But I remember they'd ask me what I wanted to do, and I, like, finally built up the courage to, like, say to my mom, like, that I wanted to do YouTube. And they were, I mean, cautiously not really in favor of that. But yeah, as time went on, my dad was my accountant in the next semester and whatever. Long story short, we were good to go. So
that's so crazy.
Yeah. Parents are very supportive of it now.
You should be very proud of yourself. Like, your YouTube grew so fast. Like, you, like, I mean, you were able to make it into a job in, like, basically, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
Very impressive. Like, it's crazy. Morgan, I will brag on you for a second. You're really good at, like, the back end of YouTube, like, the SEO and, like, stuff like that. Oh, I feel like you're really good. You were, like, enlightening me a lot about that, like, how important it is.
Oh, yeah. And just the way you email. You're just really good at networking. Like, you're just
all
you're
around, a great person. Like, because I feel like so many YouTubers, like, they lack, like, not on the surface, but, like, one specific area, like, they'd be, like, really bad at communicating with brands or, like, just, but you're all around, like, you nailed every single aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Thanks. Yeah. A lot of that, like, the SEO that, really worked at the time.
Yeah.
Tell that to my views now. No, just kidding. But, no, there was for sure, like, back, like, a year ago, that was a big thing, like, how you tagged your videos. But, yeah, so that was kind of that. I didn't apply to any jobs. I was just going for it. And
what point was that like one semester into college that you, I mean, one semester into, so like you finished your first semester of senior year and then you were like, I don't need to even apply to jobs basically.
All the jobs I would have applied to, like, I mean, I'm not in finance. I'm not getting a job like my first semester senior year or before, you know?
Yep.
I feel like it's the same for you or.
Oh yeah.
So thankfully, I didn't really have to worry about it until second semester senior year, but then I was like, I don't know, I was just...
Like, you were ready. I remember when I met you, like, soon after, you would always just talk about LA. Like, you love LA. You still love
LA. Yeah, you've always loved LA, yeah.
You wanted to be there. Like, I will say, Morgan's not one of those people, like, that moved to LA for YouTube. Like, you just love LA.
Oh, I love LA. And that's like, I would want to have a regular job there. Or, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's like, my favorite place. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, that's really great. That leads
to my next question. How was it? So, you lived in North Carolina your whole life. You went to UNC Chapel Hill. How was it moving from the East Coast to the West Coast? Because I feel like they're very different vibes.
Yeah. Sometimes. So that was even part of why when I had my internship after my junior year. So I applied to, I applied to so many. I had so many interviews. They were all kind of in the same, like, digital sphere. But I did a couple in New York. So I actually got an offer the day after I had accepted the awesomeness one. I got an offer at NBC in New York. But crazy. Even the logic there, though, I was like, because I'm from the East Coast. I'd been to LA once before that. It was my freshman year. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I need to test out. It made more sense for me to go to LA for a summer because that's such a farther place, you know, that it, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable full on moving there after college, having never experienced what it's right. like to live there.
That's true.
So I went there for that summer. So that was the good thing about having spent a summer there. And then, like, I'd go back for my spring break and I'd go back, like, a lot is that I knew what I was getting before I moved there. Like, I was very comfortable with the, like, everything that came with living in LA. So that moving from the East Coast to the West Coast wasn't, I mean, like, people ask, like, what was the biggest challenge since moving? And there really hasn't been any.
Like, anything culturally? Like, I know it sounds weird, but I really do think there's cultural differences between North Carolina and California.
It's just different people, but, like, I feel like, or I don't know, maybe it's just, like, my family, but some people in the South or where I'm from, I don't know, or family members or whatever, have kind of like a bad perception of people in LA. Like, yeah, oh, it's, definitely. And I mean, to an extent, like, of course, they're the really materialistic people and like whatever. But I always like grew up thinking like, oh, everyone on the West Coast is rude and like that it's just like, yeah. I don't know, like so heavily praised. Everyone in the South's just perfect. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. But in going there, like everyone, I mean, people are different, I guess. Like there yeah. are people who mm-hmm. aren't like great, but people in LA are so nice and so chill. And like you, it's the, you can go chat it up and have a great time with your like barista the same way you can in North Carolina. You know what I mean? Like that's it's true. It culturally is different, but at the same time, I feel like you can find the same amount of good in both places.
And tell everyone who you live with. Like you live with a good group of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, so I live with two other YouTubers as well. I live with Janine Amapola and Adrian Finch, and we've all been friends for a long time. So that was
and yeah. she's neighbor. Your neighbors with
other and people. I'm neighbors with yeah Shelby Church lives next door. So that was another thing that. I mean, it's super weird going from living and being in college, living with eight other girls and having all of our friends, mm-hmm. like, walking distance away to now everyone lives in a different big city. Like, that part sucks. That's, like, bro, that's next year.
Gosh, stop.
Neat times, yeah. That is by far the worst part about, like, post-college. Everything else is amazing, but I miss being near my close friends so badly. Yeah. But that one thing I'm really glad worked out the way it did is that I live with two people I'm friends with, and that next door we have four people we're friends with.
Yeah.
Because in a way, it's still kind of like your little college street. Like, it's yeah, not.
That's fantastic.
But in LA, how far everything is, like, that's so, like, just with traffic and even just distance compared to North Carolina, it's, I think if I didn't, I don't know, if I didn't have, like, a good group right there, then it would be really difficult because I wouldn't be seeing people every day.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I can't even imagine. So, going back to the whole, like, East Coast versus West Coast idea, like, do you ever feel like, because you are from the South, like, not that you're treated differently or anything like that. I don't know how to describe it, but, like, that you have a different mentality on things than the people that are, like, from LA, or has it ever affected you, I guess? I feel like you just picked up and moved there so easily. Like, is it that easy for everyone, or would you consider yourself more open?
I mean, I feel like part of what goes into this, too, is that I've never been, and this is not to discredit, like, my love for my family mm-hmm. whatsoever, but I've never been someone who gets homesick, mm-hmm. really. Like, when I was in high school, I mean, again, this was in North Carolina, but at the time it was a big thing. I went to, if anyone knows what Governor's School is in North Carolina, it was this, like, summer program. And so I moved there for, like, the summer, and, like, a lot of my friends would, like, be really upset, like, missing home, and because mm-hmm. it was, like, your first long time away from home. But, like, I never got homesick, and, like, that's just kind of how it's always been. Like, when I moved away for that summer, it's, like, of course I miss my family, but, like, I'm not over here being, like, oh, I have this urge to go home. So for me, mm-hmm. like, just picking up and moving that far away wasn't a huge deal, because also, like, I mean, thankfully I do have the means to be able to go home, you know, like, if I, like, it's not like, I don't know, the stakes weren't as big, yeah. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, and it's also in terms of just like differences in like people based mm-hmm. on where you're from. It's funny because all pretty much of my friends in LA that I don't know from YouTube, like that I've met in mm-hmm. any other way, they're all from the South. So it's just funny. Like, everyone's from, like, Florida or Alabama or, like, South Carolina. Yeah, so.
That's so
I guess
funny.
We just.
Yeah.
Accidentally, yeah. Locked together. Yeah.
Well, and about the homesick thing, you're not even going home for Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, my gosh. Are you really?
She's not.
I still want to.
That's so funny.
I just don't like Thanksgiving. Much. No, not even that. It's just, I'm traveling a lot around that time, and I do want to go home for December around Christmas. I'm probably going to go home for, like, 3 weeks or so just to, like, stay for a while.
I feel like people do that.
Thanksgiving
yeah.
with my family is not a huge thing.
Yeah.
Me neither. We travel every year.
Oh, I wish we traveled. Yeah. I would go for that.
We're going on a cruise. I'll be sipping a drink on a beach somewhere.
My God.
So,
but, yeah, I'm going to come with you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah,
we might
Michio family
Springs.
Cruise. Oh, that's yeah. fun.
That'd be cool.
So, moving on to, like, I don't know, YouTube being your job. Mm-hmm. So, now that you live in LA and you're not in college anymore, do you ever find yourself, like, I think I know the answer to this question, but, like, not having something to do since you're doing YouTube from home? Like, do you ever find yourself, like, wishing you had more to do, or are you kind of always, like, how is that all?
I mean, actually, kind of. Actually, I feel like you thought I was going to say no. Yeah. Because, well, it depends. You guys have talked about this, too, but, like, brand deals and, like, all of that stuff comes in spurts and, like, yeah. waves, you know? So, like, the past few weeks, I've had visitors in town every weekend, 3 weekends in a row. And then I've had, so many sponsorships going on at the same time. So mm-hmm. I've been, like, morning to late at night, busy every single day for, like, a month, it feels like, even, like, leading up to this week.
Wow.
So in that sense, like, yeah, whatever. During that part, I didn't get bored at all. But, like, kind of, like, the month before that, didn't have as many things going on, I guess. So, which of course is like gives you an opportunity to like hustle harder and like do more things and like whatever, which is awesome. But there are definitely like sometimes when there's not tons going on or when people are out of town that I'm like, I do get kind of bored. But I mean, it's like, it's rare. I don't know.
No. Yeah. I mean, I thought you were going to say like you've been, cause I know you've been busy lately.
Yeah.
But there's just, yeah, that makes sense. Is it hard to stay motivated, like, with YouTube, like, in the sense of, like, living with other YouTubers, like, to compare yourself, or, like, how does that all
That's a great question.
Thankfully, we don't really compare ourselves, and I feel, personally, I don't know what you guys think, but with, like, even our whole YouTube friend group, like, I don't feel like we're competitive.
None of us are competitive. We just help each other.
Exactly, we help each other.
But from what I hear, that other friendships are like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, other YouTubers. So we're blessed.
Yeah. Word on the street.
Word on the street.
No, actually, though, like, comparing, like, and I could see how it could get toxic with, like, comparing numbers and stuff, but keep going.
Well, I feel like all of us, too, we're not, like, insecure people when it comes to
We're very supportive, or, like, too, like, very supportive.
So I love that. So, like, with the people I live with, we're not ever... like, or personally, I don't know, I can't speak for them, but I don't compare what I do to what they do.
Great.
And I mean, it definitely does in terms of motivation, like, get hard, especially because at home, I don't know, not to say, I don't know how to phrase this because I don't want this to be taken the wrong way because I don't mean this, but like in school or like whenever I travel or like in different situations, like vlogging can be so fun, you know?
Yeah.
Versus the one thing I have kind of lost motivation with is vlogging in LA because most of the people I hang out with are YouTubers. And so sometimes, I mean, you saw this, like, when you were visiting, but it's, like, I'm just, like, I don't want to be the seventh vlog camera to, like, take out and record this clip at lunch. Like, I just want to hang out. You know what I mean? And so, to that, like, when it comes to that, I just, it's a lot hanging out with a lot of YouTubers all the time and trying to stay motivated with vlogging or even just, like, being present, you know? Like, I've kind of, like, taken a step away from vlogging for the past couple months to just, like, live life and, I don't know, but...
like, not document every single thing that happens.
Yeah, and, like, when I hang out with people who, like, my really, really good friends who aren't, like, who don't do YouTube, they live in Orange County, which is, like, a good hour away, and so I don't see them super often, so then when I do, I'm like, I want to, like, cherish my time with you and not, like, have a camera in your face the whole time, so then I'm, like, not vlogging with YouTube friends and I'm not vlogging with non-YouTube friends, and I don't know. That's definitely, that's the one thing I have kind of, like, lost a little bit of motivation for. But just from, like, a, like, taking care of my life standpoint, but, or enjoying my life, but, yeah, I'm getting back into that again.
No, the
you
other...
You go through waves, like, that's kind of, like, all of YouTube, you know, of course.
I remember, I don't remember when, like, a couple months ago, you texted me or a group or, I don't know, something, and you were like, guys, can we all go on a trip where we don't vlog, we don't take photos,
I still want that.
No, I know you still want that.
I still want that so badly.
This way, and then it's not looked at as, like, a collab thing, it's looked at as, like, we're just genuine friends, which we are.
Oh, yeah.
But with the idea...
Well, I don't even care about how it's perceived. Yeah. I just mean, like, because this is another, and this isn't a complaint, because I love having, like, I mean, I love vlogging, travel vlogging is my favorite, I love that. So it would be kind of like a sacrifice in a way to like go on a trip and like not document it, you know, and like not be able to look back on it and like not even like be strategic around like taking that trip and whatever. But I so badly just want to go to a beach or like go somewhere with like YouTube friends or not YouTube friends, like whoever. And like, we just leave our phones in the room and we like don't vlog. Like, I don't even want to pack a vlog camera. Cause that's what's so weird is like having been doing YouTube for so long, even when I wasn't posting YouTube videos regularly, I was vlogging traveling. I have not gone on a trip and not vlogged it. I'm not kidding, in 7 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. Again, that's not a complaint, but it would just be, it would just, I think it, like, it's so weird because it's like, I don't know what it's like to like travel and not record it.
No, I know.
And to like not like be like, oh, this is a good photo spot, you know? Okay. I don't know how this is relevant to what we're talking about.
No, you're so good. So I have a question going along with all of this and like working from home, because it's so intriguing to me. Like, give me a little rundown of like your work from home routine. Do you have a routine? Is it like a set workday thing? Do you work on weekends?
Yeah.
The 9 years.
I honestly don't have a routine just because I feel like I'm a very plan-oriented person, but I'm not a routine-oriented person. I, like, don't, like, I get bored when I start having the same thing every day. I mean, in college, it was very strategic, but for, like, or good to have a routine, but, like, for what I'm doing now, it's, like, I don't want my life to be, like, mundane in a way. You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, even when it comes to, like, work hours, like, I know some vloggers and YouTubers or whatever, they, like, work 9 to 5, and they, like, treat it like it's a regular job. But, like, I don't do that. Like, I can be... I don't know. I don't, like, work all day every day. I have been lately. But since it does kind of, like, come in waves, I'll, like, I don't know. I can be editing, like, on Friday night. And I can be, like, having a whole Monday where I'm going out and doing fun things with friends. You know? Like, I just don't have I just don't like it to be predictable. I don't know.
No,
and
definitely.
Also, I mean, it's very smart for to dedicate like a 9-to-5 schedule to like growing your brand, and like that way you're there's never a time like you could always be doing something else like during those hours, you know. But like for me, it's like I would just go get a job if I wanted to do stuff the whole time, you know.
So do you plan this? Are you like Monday I'm gonna, or it's really just a day-to-day endeavor?
Honestly, it's really just day-to-day. Like I make sure I have my video for the week or two videos or whatever, depending on like what I'm wanting to do. And I mean, when I have a bunch of sponsored things like I have lately, it's been like major to-do lists of having to do a ton of things in a day. But now I kind of just go with the flow. I don't know.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, that's really respectable. Yeah. Because you get stuff done still, which is really cool. Lazy. Yeah.
You, like, when you decide to do it, you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather, like, max, like, get stuff done quickly and then enjoy the rest of whatever. I don't know.
What was the quote we said before? Like, it's as good as it's going to get or something. Well,
we were talking about the audio before this.
Yeah. But what you said was
good enough or something.
Yeah, good enough. But it's actually so true,
though. I'm a big believer in good enough.
Yeah. That's what I
said. I am, too.
That's a great way to look at things, because honestly, you reach
like
a point
sometimes where, I mean, I for sure, like, I am not the best about, like, I don't know, like, I could be doing more, you know what I mean? But that's also, but I also like that I'm not like someone who always feels like I should be doing something extra, you know?
Definitely.
Because on one hand, it's definitely smart to be trying to grow, but there comes a point when it's unhealthy, you know? Definitely. And like, I thankfully love what I do for work, but I'm also not someone who like, I don't think the point of life is to work for me. That's not my belief. Like, I would rather focus on, like, relationships and, like, enjoying life and, like, loving people and growing character-wise.
Going to Greece.
Gosh, yes. Rather than, like, achievements. I don't know. It's just
very interesting perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you could live anywhere else in the world, where would you live? Besides LA, obviously.
Because from, like, a...
Like, realistically.
I
was going to say Greece.
I know you were.
No, but, like, realistically, if you were
like
graduating... Yeah, graduating from college, LA, for some reason, was not an option.
Oh, graduating from college?
Well, or like, I guess we're now, whatever. Like right I don't, now. Yeah, right I guess now. We're now. Sorry.
I have to move tomorrow. I would stay on the West Coast. I'd go, like, somewhere in Orange County or, like, San Diego or... I don't know. My plan originally was, like, oh, I'm going to go to LA for, like, I don't know, like, 5 years or so and then come back to, like, a big southeastern city. But the more I'm out there and, like, when I come home, I'm like, nope, I'm going to stay out there. So I could now I can. It's funny how I'm like, I've lived there for 9 months and in less than a year, I'm like, nope, I really like it up here. I want to, not LA forever, but there's some really good, like, normal areas of Southern California that.
Oh, yeah. You have a lot of good friends that, like, don't live in LA.
Yeah, I just love Orange County. And just the, like, vibe, the SoCal vibes, you know?
SoCal vibes. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Okay, and then what is your favorite thing about LA? Favorite place or thing to do?
I just like that there's always something going on. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like how chill everyone is there. I like that it's not, like, I mean, compared to North Carolina, it's a fast-paced place, but, I mean, it's not a New York City. Like, everyone's very, like, easygoing. Things happen slowly. I like it.
There's, like, people are motivated, but, like, aren't, like...
Yeah, like, not to be all, like, vibey, but, like, I just like the vibe of LA. Yeah. And, like, I like that even just, I don't know, there are always events going on. There are always concerts. There are, like, always, I don't know, everything outside is beautiful, you know? You can, like, it's just, everything's nice to look at all the time, and it's just very calming.
I have to say, Morgan was the one who, like, I used to be, like, oh, like, so anti-LA, because, like, there was a period of time where every video in my subscription box was, I'm moving to LA.
Yeah.
And then I met Morgan, and I went to LA with her. And I just saw the true joy, like, she had, like, in LA, and it made me happy and gave me hope.
Aww.
You know, no, I remember we were walking to, like,
Is this when we got the Airbnb store together?
Yes, this is when we stayed in an Airbnb together.
And we realized our moms buy the same kind of bread.
Yes, yes, that was true.
You guys are so weird. That is the most weird thing I've ever heard.
It was a moment. No, and our moms bought the same chips. It was crazy.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes. But we were walking and Morgan was like, I love it here. But, like, she didn't mean, like, because of YouTube or because of the people. Like, she just meant, you just love it.
Yeah.
And
no, it's seriously, like, where it's like you in New York. It's, like, where I feel the most, like, alive.
Yeah.
You know, like, you get there and you're just, like, everything's great. Like, I get chills to this day when I, like, am coming on an airplane and, like, looking out the window and about to land.
So there is hope in this world.
That's
so great.
Some
people actually just love it. And, like, and it makes me love, like, I really enjoy going there. Now, that's also because all of you guys live there, but.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, and where can the Gals on the Go listeners find you?
You can find me on my YouTube channel if you just search Morgan Yates or scan through some of these gals' videos, yeah, you'll find me. Yeah. Blogs. And then on Instagram, it's morgan.yates, Y-A-T-E-S.
I am so happy that we had you on our pod today.
I'm inspired. I'm feeling
so
great.
Fun. Yeah.
It's really cool.
I feel like it was just me talking. I mean, I guess that was the...
You're the highlighted guest today.
You are the guest, so you should be doing
first
most of the talking.
On the go guest.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And Morgan actually, like, listened to our podcast, so that's super cool that we were able to, like...
You can only get our podcast if you listen.
Yeah, actually.
Avid listener.
I hope that people got something out of this. Like, if you're struggling to find your place in college, like, what you should study or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this... We've covered a variety of topics.
I mean, it's just... the biggest takeaway, and, like, looking back, I just wish I hadn't worried so much. Like, even when it seems like there's not, like... You have no idea what, like, what's going to happen in your future. Like, it works out. You know what I mean?
Everything happens for a reason, and it works out, and...
Don't stress. Live your life. Have fun.
Don't sweat the small stuff, guys.
There we go.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for being here. You can follow Morgan, and we'll have all of our details. You can follow at Gals on the Go Podcast on Instagram. And, yeah. Anything to say, Brooke?
No, thanks for listening, you guys.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
Mother's Day is May 12th, you guys. Just a little hint, hint, FYI. I feel like it always sneaks up on you. And my mom loves Mother's Day. I feel like, I mean, when I'm a mom one day, I feel like I will love Mother's Day as well. It's like, come on, I'm your mom. Treat me well, as we always do. It's fun to lean into Mother's Day. My mom is actually flying up to New York City for the weekend, and I'm giving her the full New York experience, so I'm really pumped about that. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. So I am definitely going to be using that to give my mom a gift. So you can shop by the price. So you can do 25 and under, 100 and under, or you can go to categories like fragrance. Maybe your mom wants a new perfume, handbags, and more. Or they also have these really great gift lists. So they have one that's called For the Mom Who Has Everything. Or they have gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma, too, if you want to include your grandma on Mother's Day. So there's really something for everyone. And I feel like shopping for Mother's Day can be a challenge, especially if your mom's like loves to shop already. But yeah, check all this out at Macy's.com/giftfinder.